The next technique, negotiating a discount purchase and using a new first mortgage. In this technique, you pay cash for a property in order to purchase it at a substantial discount. Then you take out a loan on the property to recover your cash. The net result is that you purchase a property without tying up your own cash for the long term. When you refinance, you'll recoup your cash, resulting in a no-down payment deal. For this technique, the situation is that you have cash available to you. The seller is in need of cash and is anxious to sell. The sources are your available cash and an institutional or private lender. The strategy is to buy the seller's property at a substantial discount relative to its fair market value, then take out a loan on the property to recover your cash. Let's look how this might work. You find a property that's worth $90,000 and will appraise for that amount. The seller needs to close quickly and is willing to accept less than the market value for a cash offer. You have access to $80,000 in cash. To use this technique, you would first offer to purchase the property for $75,000 cash with a quick closing date. Second, after the closing, obtain a loan amount equal to or greater than 90% of the appraised value. When you finance the property, you will recoup your purchase funds and your closing costs, and you may even be able to borrow more than you paid. If you or one or more partners have access to sizable amounts of cash, this technique is an outstanding way to purchase property. However, it requires that you find a seller who is in need of cash and very anxious to sell. In one case, for example, I was contacted by a seller who needed to sell his property immediately and was willing to sell at a substantial discount if I paid all cash and close on the property within 3 days. Because I had an excellent relationship with a title insurance company and had some cash in the bank, I was able to do just that. I bought the property at a discount for approximately 75% of its fair market value. Then by putting a new loan on the property, I was able to take 100% of the cash out that I'd invested. Sometimes, after taking title of the property and making a few minor repairs, you can refinance the property and take out even more cash than you invested.